The pasuk says in this week's parasha, parashas VaYakel, "V'yava kol ish ashana saliboy, v'ashanat v'rucha itoy heviu as trumas Hashem." The Chidah explains this pasuk that it's all too common that a person has very good intentions, but not always are good intentions fulfilled. Many times, people have the desire to do something very special, very great, but they don't come to fruition. The Torah tells us when it comes to Trumas HaMishkan, it wasn't that way. Rather, Kol Ish Asher Nasa Libay V'Nod V'Ruchai, as soon as there was an individual who had the intention to bring a Nadava to do something on behalf of the Mishkan, Hivius Trumas Hashem, they were able to carry out and fulfill what they wanted to do. And I believe that the reason is because their intentions were pure. And somebody who comes indeed with such pure and wonderful intention receives the siyata d'shmaya that he should be able to fulfill what he needs to fulfill and not just be left with thoughts. And I saw the mashag of Shimon Greenfeld, the Semehai Rav, in his sefer Zahav Shva, takes a similar approach. The pasuk says in this week's parasha, "V'malacha ha'isudayim," there was enough malacha, l'chala malacha, la'asasai, enough was brought, enough was delivered for everything that was needed to be done for the Mishkan, for Haiser, and it was left over. So the Medrash says, "Ma osa emaisa hamaiser," and the Medrash itself wants to understand if they had left over, what did they do with it? So he explains, gold that was donated to the Beis Hamikdash, there were many uses for different types for gold. There was gold needed to plate the krushim, the beams that were around the Chatzar HaMashkan. Many of the most important kalim in the Mishkan, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Aron, were all made out of gold. Not all of these kalim, and certainly not the krushim, are of equal kedusha. So the question is, everyone who brought something for the Mishkan certainly wanted that his donation should be used for the Aron Kodesh. How did Bezalel know which gold to use for the Aron Kodesh and which gold to use to plate the krushim? So he explains that that's what the pasuk means. Bezalel melei ruach alakim b'chachma u'besvuna u'vedas. Why is it so necessary for Bezalel to have such a high level of Ruach HaKodesh? Because only an individual with the Ruach HaKodesh that Bezalel had was able to discern what was the intention of this person who brought the Nedava to the Mishkan. Was it brought with a pure intention? Was it brought with tremendous simcha, joy, that I have the opportunity to bring a Nedava to Mishkan? And if that was my intention, Bezalel recognized that my gold should be used for a very serious purpose. If Bezalel realized that my intention and the way I donated whatever I donated to the Mishkan wasn't on that level, so he used it for something with less kedusha. And that's what the pasuk means when it described Bezalel, Lachshay machshavos, lasu bezor bekesav ben chayshes. Bezalel was able, Lachshay machshavos, to recognize what was the machshava, what was the intent of every individual who donated something for the Beis Hamikdash, and he knew, therefore, lasu bezor bekesav ben chayshes, where exactly to place this individual, everybody's zov, everybody's kesef, everybody's nechayshes. But explains the Mashag that Bezalel discovered something wonderful. He discovered that everybody who donated something for the Beis HaMikdash donated it in such a wonderful high level that it was all usable for the highest level of Kedusha. The Gemara, we learned in Masechta Megillah and the Shulchan Aruch in Ohr Chaim Siman Lamed Beis Sif Ches, says the Kedusha of Tefillin is greater than the Kedusha of Mezuzah. The Kedusha of a Sefer Torah is even greater than the Kedusha of a Tefillin. Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody processed leather to use for a Sefer Torah, the highest level Kedusha, that leather can be used for any purpose. It can be used for Sefer Torah, it can be used for Tefillin, it can be used for Mezuzah. However, vice versa, if somebody processed leather for Mezuzah, that leather can only be used for Mezuzah, but cannot be used for something of a higher level. It cannot be used for something for Tefillin or Sefer Torah. And that's exactly what happened over here. Since everybody donated, as we said a moment ago, whatever donated to the Beis HaMikdash with the highest level, that the Pasuk teaches us that that was the way everybody donated. And since everybody donated it in the highest level, it could be used for any purpose. And that's what the Pasuk says. V'amlocha ha'isadayim l'chol ha'malocha lasis ha'isay. In any type of keli that needed to be built, anything that needed to be used, the materials that were brought, could be used for any purpose. Why? Because everybody who donated something to the Beis HaMikdash donated it with the highest level of Kedusha. And therefore, V'hoyser, explains the Marshag, even if you had leftover, so normally, if you have something on a lower level Kedusha, as we just explained, if you have it left over, it cannot be used for something, if you need it to be used for something with a higher level Kedusha. But here, V'hoyser, what was left over could still be used because it was designated for the highest level. And once it was designated for the highest level, it could be used for any purpose. So in other words, when the Pasuk says, explains the Marshag, that there was v'hoyser, that there was leftover, we are not to understand the Pasuk as to mean there was leftover that they needed, that the leftover they didn't have what to do with. On the contrary, the Torah is teaching us, with this leftover, I was able to do anything. Because the way people, as we explained at the beginning of this Shtva Torah, the way people donated objects and materials to the Beis HaMikdash was on the highest level of Kedusha, with the entire purpose and entire intention, and with the greatest of intentions to donate, to make a place for Osli Migdash, for Shechanti B'Saicham.